from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of really good in a war, how about Salvador Perez?
So he's had a huge day and night. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center. That's way back. And it's gone! A grand slam for Salvador Perez. And the Royals lead it 9-4.
A smattering of boos.
Easy power from Salvi does it again.
So yesterday was probably, if you could tell yourself, what's the perfect scenario for the Kansas City Royals in the middle of this riptide that Vern calls it, yesterday was your... That was perfection.
Yeah, that was great.
You, game one, you fight adversity. Your starter goes out with tightness. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just the heat.
And when he went out, man, I think everybody just melted down, right? Like he, because it was one of those situations. If obviously, probably most people weren't watching the game because it was in the middle of the afternoon.
Right.
But like it was one of those situations where he threw a pitch and he looked at the dugout. Even the catcher looked at the dugout. Everybody's waving, you know, the training staff in. And immediately Cole Reagans is out of the game. And you're thinking to yourself, worst case scenario, right? Then again, it is a baseball player and they tend to over exaggerate at times some of the injuries and whatnot that go on. But either way, your heart kind of sunk a little bit when you saw that and heard that, or however you were consuming the game yesterday. Maybe you saw it after the game, but I was watching it live yesterday and I saw, you know, oh my God, here comes the training staff. Cole Reagans immediately off the field. And when something like that happens, you're like, oh my God, this is a terrible injury. Caffeinating later, they tell you it's just cramping and stuff like that. Grab some salt tablets, grab some Gatorade, whatever, potassium, and move on. And hopefully everything's going to be okay with Cole Reagans. And it should be okay with Cole Reagans. But so that was an early scare in that game.
That was literally the only hiccup yesterday. That was it. And then they talked to Royals manager Matt Cotrero after the game.
Well, that Blanco play in the first inning was...
We'll get to that. Let us shine for a little bit. Let us shine for a little bit. Then we'll get to the Little League World Series. Worst play. Kid threw it to first base with nobody there, or Blanco just went.
Well, no, it's Blanco because the kid doesn't know he's a kid, you know.
Like, nobody there. Anyways, so first game, Reagans goes out, hamstring tightness. Cotrero after the game said, yeah, he kind of was like battling all day, you know, couldn't put any weight on the back leg, which is your push leg, obviously, if you like baseball enough. Anyways, then in a feeling of, okay, we were up 3-2 because MJ Melendez hit that great through and home run. The MacArthur comes out, gets saved again by a great play.
Play by MJ.
One of the best you'll see all year.
Is MJ off like everybody's, you know, like let's beat him up type of thing? Because, you know, he's playing really good baseball right
now. He's earned it.
Yeah, I think he has. Yeah.
He's earned his new life, new, you know, ever since that 10-day DL stint, when he's came back, they've kind of put him in there in the right times, right situations. And yesterday, he's a hero.
I mean, like, he's won how many games that I can think of? He won that Detroit game with the big home run, and then he won yesterday's game with the home run, and then not just the home run, but with the play in the outfield.
You can say that. You can, and this is where I hate to be this guy, because he had a great catch. He had a great three-run home run. But then again, you're superstar.
The 0-1. Swing and a high fly ball, deep left center field. Back goes Kwan. It is gone up into the bleachers. So right after Cleveland ties the game in the bottom of the seventh, Bobby Witt Jr. hits home run number 27. And the Royals lead 4-3 in the eighth.
Yeah.
And
huge.
That's your superstar when your Cy Young candidate and ace of your staff goes out. You just lost the lead in, what, the seventh inning or the eighth inning? And then all of a sudden, your superstar comes up, puts the weight on his shoulders, and it's like, sorry, MJ, you had a really good game, but I've got to do this and be this guy. Well, and that's just, and I know it's not that mentality, but when you look at everything at the end of the day, it's like, oh, Bobby Witt Jr. hit the game-winning home run. Oh, that was awesome. Like, great, good for Bobby. But, like, behind that
right.
is probably one of the catches of the year, if not the catch of the year.
The catch of the year, yeah.
And then MJ hits a, you know, three-run homer after Reagans had walked a guy in.
Right.
It's 2-0. MJ Melendez came up, hit a three-run home run, and then he saves the game with a diving catch, which we'll talk to Royals manager Matt Cotrero tomorrow. I'm interested to see what his reaction, his raw reaction was to that catch. But, again, as we started this conversation, it was a perfect day for the Royals. Everybody lost. You won both games of doubleheader. You guaranteed yourself a split in the series. Mm-hmm. Now you're in house money. You don't have the pressure anymore. The pressure's on Cleveland. And Bob, Cleveland in their last 10, 3-7, Royals 7-3. The Royals this season, a plus 102 run differential. Cleveland 71. That's a plus 29 in favorite of the Royals. Kansas City at home, 41-28. Cleveland or at, on the road, 33-30. Cleveland on the road, 35-34. At home, 40-23. And the Royals are now 6-2 versus Cleveland this year. And the Royals now are ahead of Minnesota in the division. They are one game behind Cleveland, and they have a game and a half lead in the wild card in that second spot.
You know, all of that's all well and good, but I told you last week Cleveland was dead. They're a dead stick right now, and they're not playing inspired baseball. And if you were watching the Cleveland team, which nobody was, I just happened to be watching it because they were on in the middle of the day last week. I'm watching. This is an uninspired team. This is a team that has zero life. This is a team that has zero fight. This is a team that played great at the beginning of the season, and now they're doing what a lot of young teams do, and that's fade away towards the end of the season. When the pressure gets hot, they don't have the ability to stay on fire, and we saw that in that series against the Yankees. They had Texas. They took 2 out of 3 from the Rangers. Whoop-de-doo. That's another team that's kind of cashed it in, you know, on the season, and now you're playing against the Royals, who are kind of your kryptonite, and when you're not playing good baseball and you're facing a team that has your number, you're going to lose those baseball games. And so today, the Royals go out there and win, and they're tied for first place in the American League Central, which is what we were talking about last week when I guaranteed you they're going to win the division, because they're playing good, and Cleveland has basically, I don't want to say given up on the season, because that's a harsh term to use, but they're not playing good baseball right now. Bobby Witt hitting that home run is akin to Patrick Mahomes winning the MVP in the first Super Bowl. Damian Williams should have been the MVP. We don't always have to give credit and say, oh my God, because of Bobby Witt. Like, I don't want to get into that Patrick Mahomes mold where we don't want to give anybody else credit, because I think we've kind of gotten there a little bit with the Chiefs. He makes great plays, does all that, and sometimes we forget there's other pieces and people that, you know, kind of lead you to victory. Bobby hit the big home run yesterday. But that game was won because of MJ Melendez. And I think it's important to say that, because so many people have been anti-MJ Melendez because, again, expectations, like Kadarius Toney type expectations, where you expected MJ Melendez to hit 330, 30 homers and 100 RBIs and be this, you know, slick defensive player. And he hasn't lived up to those expectations. But without MJ Melendez out there yesterday, we don't win that first game of the doubleheader. And I don't know how much that carries over into the second game. Probably not at all. But you win that first game and you're feeling really good. And MJ Melendez's catch and MJ Melendez's home run are the reason why. Because you look at the box score too. Schreiber got the win yesterday, right? Like, yeah. Did he really get the win yesterday? Like, MJ Melendez should get the W in the standings because of that. That catch was so good that he made out there in left field. I don't think we've seen anything like that since the likes of Alex Gordon playing left field. So I want to give MJ his flowers a little bit, because I think he deserves it. He may not be your favorite player. He may not be one of the top 3 or 4 guys you love on the team, but boy, he seems like a glue guy and comes up in big moments. Like, I feel like when MJ gets to the plate right now, he's going to do something special. He's got a lot of big moments this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.